Welcome to Zoom. Enter your meeting ID followed by pound. Enter your participant ID followed by pound. Otherwise, just press. You are in the meeting now. There are 3 participants in the meeting.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me? This is Mickey.
Hey, Mickey. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
And you even have your camera on. Nice.
Yeah, I got it hooked up.
Amazing, amazing. All right, we'll just wait for Rachel, and then we'll get started.
Yeah, I was finishing up in here. I shot her an email, though. Hold on a second. She's getting on.
Apologies for being tardy.
No, Rachel. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Right. Let's jump right in. Is Maisie in the office? Do you know?
No.
Okay. Somebody's coming in tomorrow. Okay. First of all, how's everyone's weekend? Nikki, Rachel, how was it?
It was nice. I had a nice weekend.
Good.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. So let's jump in. Let me open up my sheets over here. All right. Let's discuss our good friend, Jamie Bauer. I see that he showed up to the office, Rachel, all HR compliant.
Yes.
All right, let me check over here in Access Care. Okay, so how many hours a week is this case? It's 7 hours a week, so it's perfect. So Nancy Scott Perlis did the assessment. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is password. So Nikki, you told me in the email, you said we don't need one for password, we use the password ID number, right?
Yes.
Amazing. Where would I find that? You probably told it to me already, but where would I see that on Access Care?
You can go up under the client, under the notes, and then you can go in the billing.
Well, actually, I see in a permanent note, it says insurance password number. Okay, well, let me see under billing. Okay, do you see my screen?
No.
Okay, let me share it. How about now?
Yes.
Amazing. So, where would I see it?
Go down to authorization. You can see it right here. It says passport. So, okay, that's it right there, but also go back up. No, don't click that. Get out of there. Do you see right here the billing note that says passport, ID, and then the number?
Yeah. That's
the ID.
That's something that we typed in, right?
Yes.
Okay, but does that number go anywhere else? Right here.
I put it already down there in authorization.
Okay, so let me see that. That's what I want to see. Oh, this is authorization number.
It's right
number.
There. Don't correct it, though. You don't want to open. Yeah, that's it. See, it says current.
Perfect. Yes. Got it. Okay. Fine. Very good. So this one is set to start. Like we said, it's set to start tomorrow. And you got that information, Nikki, from this sheet over here?
Yes. And also, I don't know, normally when Rachel would print them, it comes with more papers. I only got that one part from you, so I don't know if they didn't send it to you, but it's okay, I still got what I needed, but I got that.
Okay, so yes, there's only two pages.
Okay.
Okay, fine. So that's with Jamie Barrett, done tomorrow, definitely. Okay, great. Let's look at, okay, let's talk about Jennifer Roach. Now, you mentioned it was a mistake on their part to send the referral, right?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Let's talk about Roach.
Okay.
You said that there should never have been a referral for this client. Mary made a mistake?
Correct.
So what should we do with this? Exit out? You mean discharge it?
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting that they would do that.
It was Mary. She, like I said, she called me back Friday. I reached out to her and Missy, and Mary called me back. Because when I called the client, her nurse was already there. So she's had health care services. She went with this new company, but she had been started her services. That's why when I talked to Mary, Mary said she apologized. She was like, that was a complete accident. It should never have been sent to you all.
Who's Mary? Case manager.
Correct.
Fine, no problem. Good. Darlene Burtz Rucker. This is when you emailed that day. We should be getting something any day now, right?
Yeah, we really should receive it today if we didn't receive anything Friday.
Okay. When are we gonna, is the patient in Access Care at all?
She wouldn't be. I have to get the paperwork first. She has to be accepted in before I can create a profile.
Hold on a second. Why don't we add a profile so we don't lose this case? Meaning like we don't lose track of it.
We won't lose track of it because what happens is the same thing how you got that paperwork for Jennifer Roach, that's the same way we're going to get for Darlene. Once they send all of that, I can create a profile. I can't create a profile without that information because technically we have not received her yet.
So what do you mean? Okay, I know I get what you're saying, but let's try this. Let's put in. We know.
If you do that, then you're going to create the profile for her. And that start date.
And what's wrong with that?
Then it's, go ahead, create it.
No, I just want to understand. What's wrong if I do it?
If I'm not mistaken, on that side, it's going to show you the day that everything was created. Once you create it and you get on that profile.
Let's try. What's Rucker? Is her middle name?
Oh, I think that's just her second last name. She's probably married.
Let's just put it in like this. What county are they in?
And you do know if she decides she does not want to come, then that's just another case in there that we have to go in and try to delete out when we shouldn't even create the profile until she starts so we know for sure that we have her.
Okay, I just want to see what happens. Let's see what happens. Boom, she's here. Okay, so now once we get information, we can build a calendar. and we can put in all this information. Some of this we have already. Date of birth is February. No, is.
Do you see how you just made her active?
Yep.
She's not active, though. You made her active for today.
Show me where I see lead created is today.
Mm-hmm. And do you see she's active?
She's now inactive. Let me see something. Is there a way to add in leads instead of adding in confirmed? Like, so we could track them here.
I have a question, though.
You know, you see by, like, you see by the caregivers, like, you could put them in as leads as applicants, and then they can move over to caregiver. Is there a way to do that over here by clients?
Not that I know of, but I do have a question.
Ask away.
So all of this gets done at the same time for me. So in order for me to keep going the way that I'm going in my process, this does me no good except I'm backtracking. Because then I have to go in and try to fill everything else in. Well, I would rather have the paperwork and get everything done.
Yeah, I just wanted to try it.
Okay, but when you say how do we keep track, normally we just, once we are awarded that client, like we don't mess around, we just go ahead and get in there and create everything. But I kind of see what you mean, like how you go in as soon as you say we're trying to get a client. I know you like to print those. The names might not be on there, but you still like to print them so we have them. Or you like to keep up with those. So I guess I can see why you would want to try to keep up with that so we don't lose track. But this, as soon as I get it in, it gets created anyway. We only know about Darlene because she had called in for services.
Right. So I'll tell you, I want to show you something. On our end, soon you guys are going to be using this as well. But every referral that comes in gets added, every single referral.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, well, we're requesting discharge because we weren't awarded it. That's fine. No problem. So we have 10 of them over here. Call them out. Eventually, when it gets busier, we're going to have a lot of new. Now it's one here, one there, keep track, a little bit of paper. Once we're going to have like 30 cases in the works. I want to show you one of our other companies. You see this? Right
uh-huh.
now, there's 60 cases in the works. Every single one of them has a different status.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't have a clear way to keep track of this, these cases are gone. There's no way anyone can keep track of 60. Another one of our company has 742 cases that are in the works right now of getting of referrals. So there has to be a very clear way of keeping track. That's why I asked about when you put them in. But that's fine. We're going to leave that on the side for now. So let's talk about, let's go back to, so you'll know, I'm not saying we're doing this for all of them. For this Darlene, we know that as soon as the documents come in, we're good to go. It's compliant. And for this one case, you'll know that you're gonna have to backtrack this one. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Excellent. Let's go on to the other ones over here. Any word on Christine McCain?
Nothing yet. Wasn't her scheduled for like March 16th or 17th or something like that, her assessment?
I don't know. Don't you have it written down somewhere?
I mean, I'm sure I do, but once I get done with that, I move on because they gave me the date of her assessment.
Her assessment was done on February 19th.
That was the assessment with
Kirsta.
Oh, okay. So for her, we are waiting for her approval to come back in. So her assessment, Kirsta, went out to her.
Okay, great.
Her daughter works for us.
So So when are we going to follow up with CareStar to see if the approval is ready?
I'll call CareStar, but we have to wait for the insurance and everything to approve her.
Right. So what we have to do
Even call her daughter.
Right. So it could be that she's not approved. That's fine. But we have to. We don't want to wait for the insurance. Because if you wait for the insurance, sometimes they'll notify us. Sometimes they won't. And then we can be waiting for too long.
So for her also, going through CareStar, that's like a different program also. But I will call her daughter Kara today just to see if she's heard anything.
Okay. Let's see who else we have. What about Michael Eddy? What's the update on him?
Who?
Michael Eddy.
I don't even recall running through Michael Eddy.
Okay. He's in the house. He's in rehab right now. This was as of the end of March, end of February, the 23rd. So 2 weeks ago, he was in rehab waiting for an update on his discharge.
Okay, so he is someone that we already have? Because I don't have any papers for him.
What do you mean we already have
Michael
Eddy, one of our patients? You're saying he's an act? I don't see him active. I see him in the system. I don't see him as anyone with a schedule.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Michael Eddy, that's not ringing a bell to me.
Right, okay, so that's a problem because this is someone which we have to follow up. I mean, if he's not on a follow-up sheet somewhere, that means he's getting lost.
I keep all my paperwork in a folder, and I'm going through it right now. But Michael, that does not even sound familiar to me.
All right, so you can write it down. He's in access care. You could follow up with him, please.
Wait, did you say he's in access care?
Yes, he is.
That was the question I was asking. So, are you able to go to him? Because I can't with me being on the video.
Yeah, I see him. There's no schedule. What would you like me to look up?
Can you go to his profile?
Sure, I'm right here. You see my screen?
Okay.
Maybe write down his name and that you'll follow up with him after the call.
This is Rachel, do we have a caregiver?
No.
Okay. So for Michelle, so was Michelle Patricia's or no? That was for Patricia, right? Or no?
No, it was a new
Patricia
referral.
Johnson.
You know what?
No. This was a case
Hold
that came
on
in
second.
On the 20th. We were going to staff with someone who came in for orientation. But then we realized that the patient was going to rehab. So we put that staffing on hold.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, as soon as I get a confirmation, I can definitely get a caregiver. I don't think that would be too much of a problem. But I just need to know, like, a time frame.
Yeah, no, we don't even work on staffing. Nikki has to find out if he's coming out of the rehab or not. Because
okay.
The last note that I have on the 23rd is that he was in rehab without a discharge date. So let's hold off on that.
Okay.
Okay. I'll go in the documents, and I'll find that one. Because this one was already in there. That's why I'm surprised. So this is somebody we started.
Do you know when we started? I don't see any date here. Yeah, no, we never started this one. Okay. Fine. So that's with this patient over here. Anything else? What else is going on? Rachel, how many people coming in for orientation this week? Did you guys freeze?
Hello?
Yeah, Rachel, you there?
Hello? Hold on, I don't know what happened to her. I don't know what happened to her.
My internet had went out,
oh.
And now
it's
back.
Okay, great. Rachel, do we have anyone coming in this week for orientation or interviews?
We have one person coming in today for a interview. She's going to complete the application, and then we're going to do an interview. I just logged in on a ploy, so I'm going to check and see if there's any new people on there that I can reach out to. And then I'll keep you updated.
Perfect. Okay. Very good. Did we get any new referrals yesterday, Saturday, Friday?
No. Nothing came over the weekend.
Okay. All right, let me see if I have anything over here on my list of questions for you.
All right, hey, Eva, I ran over to Rhonda's office real quick and asked her about that Eddie, because once I seen who the case manager was, so the short story was he was in that nursing home, but now he went to the assisted living permanently. I wasn't aware of that.
Okay, great. How did we know about that? How did Rhonda find out about this?
Go ahead, Rhonda. Case management.
Rhonda, what's up?
What's happening?
You just jump on here without letting us know? Like, you surprise us like that.
Yeah, that's what I do. I went to her because I'm like, I never heard nothing back, and I asked her if she did, and that's when she let me know that the case manager called her. So I just made, she told me to make him, her inactive, Michelle Eddie.
Yeah, they have to come out here because.
Yeah, Michelle Eddie. Yeah.
Good. Perfect.
So that's why the services never got started. She wanted him in here, the case manager did, because he would be getting our services once, I keep calling him a he. She would be getting our services once they were out of the nursing home, but they're going to assisted living instead.
Makes sense. Okay, great. So one last thing for us to follow up on and to have it active. Rhonda, what else is going on?
EBV.
Yes, all day.
Yep, EBV. Contracts, just craziness going on. Make sure them dollars make sense.
Agreed. Okay, fine. Very good. The only thing, Rhonda, you and I have to catch up on is a follow from our conversation from yesterday, from Friday.
Which conversation? You know we had several.
Yeah, I think it was about the authorization, starting the cases without the
auth. Right, about the care plan.
Yeah.
Right. If in Barracuda, if you look at Barracuda, it tells you in Barracuda.
Let me go there.
Mm-hmm.
You see my screen?
Yep.
All right, where do you want me to look?
You look in there when you're talking about the clients, and it'll tell you on there when you accept the client, it also says that you can start the service before you have the care plan. It tells you in there. Now you can start it, but you will not be paid.
No problem.
You can't back bill because you have a date. You have to start from the day of the care plan. When the care plan is processed, if we have it set for the 6th, you can't start a client on the 4th. It has to be on the 6th because that's when that care plan and when that service started. So if we have a start date for the 6th, that's the start date and the care plan. We already called for the care plan. So the care plan should be there by the 6th, and we can actually start that client.
So let me see a patient that we got awarded. Here we go. Here we go. This one over here. Perfect. If you do not start, please let us know. for blood to flow smoothly, we need to confirm this sign, start date. Okay. I don't see it on here. Did I miss it?
They
read it too fast?
Yeah. Read it.
They used to have it here. For the billing to flow smoothly, we need to confirm the start of service dates for accepted members as soon as possible.
Okay, great.
They used to have something in there, too, about the service plan.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, do you remember when Susan, the one case manager, called over here that one morning upset because we were getting ready to start someone and she hadn't sent the service plan? And she told me you cannot start them without a service plan. And she told me it was against the law.
Is this the service plan you're referring to?
No, that's not the service plan. This is just letting you know this is an ADL. So I go in and I fill in their ADLs. That's what that is. None of this is a service plan. That's just, you know, them giving us the information to get them started. A service plan is once we have accepted them, the case managers, that's why they give you a tentative start date, and then they will get the service plans over to us, or we go in the portals.
Yes. Remember I told you to get it out the portal?
Okay, great. So I want to look at one with you so that we're all on the same page. Which portal should we go to? CareStar?
CareStar.
All right, hold on.
Oh, aren't you fancy?
Very fancy.
I think it was also looking for that client. So we didn't have no one. So we've already in there. Fine.
Perfect. We're going to look for Heather Garlick, the CareSource patient.
Okay, you will need her number, her CareSource number, and go all the way down to open plans.
Is there somewhere specific I should go? It's not, I think it's...
No, go down. Go down. Go down further. Okay, so yeah, you're in the wrong area. You have to go down to the service plan.
Where do I see that?
Right down, right here, where it says service plan. Yep.
This one, no.
Service plan.
Yeah, it's just loading.
Okay.
Okay. No, you don't have to do that. Just,
go in there and just fill it in.
Yeah, there you go. Go down. Go all the way down. Okay, see service plan summary?
All right, right there. Just click on that. All right, and then that brings up the service plan. That tells you they start date of service and her.
That's her authorization number up top.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back, there's another one that's more clear. Exit out of there. Hit the PDF. No, hit the see down here, Judah, hit the PDF. Yep. And then that's going to, when that comes, open that up. There you go. There you go. Now, the ones they send us, there are more detail, but this is...
But that's basically a service plan. That's what you have to have in your system before you can start care.
Okay, let me see what this is. Members information, case manager, okay, provider, 12, T1019. Okay, so... Let me see something. Okay, so now if someone is not, I'm just confused. How long does it take CareSource to put this in their system?
The case managers are supposed to start working on the service plans right after they get accepted through an agency.
Right.
And then they try to get it over to you by that tentative start date so that we can start services.
That's right. Remember I told you, you should have it within, if not that evening, at least by the next day.
Mm-hmm.
They try to do at least a 24-hour turnaround.
Okay.
That's actually why they want that tentative start date. So
they can prepare the service plan. But most of them, you know, when you said the assessment has been done, they'll say, okay, the case is ready to open, and they'll send that right to the email, and then, boom, we can go ahead and start. So we already have everything in line. We just need that service plan because that's the order.
So if it's not there, we can't start it?
No. No.
But I'm trying to understand. If the case manager sends over this email saying, thank you for taking
this
hours.
All we have to do is know that it's there, and we can start the case. We know to go in.
I'm saying if we get this email from Jolene saying, thank you, the start date is 3/6, and we say, yes, we're starting on 3/6, I just don't understand why that's not good enough to start, why we need a way to have it in here.
Because that's the rules. That is the state regulation rules. You cannot start a client to get paid. The bottom line is dollars. It's about money. You won't start a client the same day that you do an assessment. Do not expect to get paid.
Rhonda, I understand, but my question is, which I still don't have an answer, and it could be it's the rule, and that's fine, but I just want to understand it fully, is if there is a note which says this, 3/6 we will start services. And we said we are starting on 3/6. So then whether the note is in here today or on 3/6 or it's in here on 3/8, that note is going to say start date of 3/6. So the caregiver could go over here and could clock in to their shift because this email says 3/6. This over here, I'm just understanding, that's all. This over here says here, service request, the start date, it has the amount of hours that we're going to service. Now, it doesn't have an authorization number, 100% right. So we're not billing based off of this, but I want to understand why there would ever be a case that it would not show if it doesn't.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Rachel.
I think that just from my experience and what I've seen, so the moment that they send us, this is a referral request, and the reason that date is on there is because that's what we told them we could start by, right? And so they responded too close, and this is just in general, like they responded too close to our original start date, so then they moved the start date, but we still have to confirm, like, assessment has been done, client is ready to start, so a part of this, I will say, falls on the scheduler because I do, like the case managers will reach out to me or I can be proactive and reach out to them and say, hey, the scheduler started. It's still going to be that Monday through Friday. Judah, if you go into Barracuda really quick and I'm going to show you an example of why the service plan hasn't been changed. You see that first email for our crew? That's his case manager, Kimberly Earle, confirming with me his schedule before she sent anything over. Because I know we didn't get a service plan for him yet. But as you can see, she's saying, I just want to confirm the time for, she wants to confirm his schedule. And I did respond back to her, so hopefully we should be getting the service plan.
Right. So then that's a problem because we started services already last week on the 5th.
Exactly. That's why Rhonda is saying we need to just wait before we start because, one, the case managers have a bunch of cases. They're either behind or slow, and so it's like a little bit of a process. I know we all are trying to see the bigger goal of making sure these cases get started right away, but realistically, yes, I can schedule somebody, but no, we don't have a service plan. So right now, we still have to wait on said service plan and then keep our fingers.
Wait till you went offline.
Got it. Now, okay. While she's getting back on, Rachel, Nikki, you're there?
I'm here.
Okay. This is Passport. Passport, I'm not going to find in CareSource, correct?
Say again?
No.
You're
not going to find Passport.
Oh, yeah, no, you won't find Passport in CareSource.
So where would I find it?
There is nowhere to find Passport, am I right?
You find Passport.
And that's one portal, the Medicaid. Okay. The Medicaid portal. So you can go in that Medicaid portal, and the only thing that I see when I'm trying to find out what insurance someone has, when I go in there, if they have Passport, it just tells me they have Passport.
So then you can start with that?
No, that's not an authorization number in a service plan. So just, okay. So I'm trying to think of a way to explain it. Basically, the service plan is so important because you don't really know what all services to provide this client without the service plan. So that is why it is important for us to have it because Medicaid can call us like, well, you started this client 2 days before you received the service plan. Like, you didn't even know what all to do for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's because I'm telling you, like I said, we had that one, they call here one morning, and when I tell you, Judah, she was mean and nasty about a client, and she was like, you all have to give us, there's like that 24-hour, 72-hour turnaround for them to send it over. And then she told me, and you're lucky that I'm in here doing the service plan right now. And I was just like, oh, my God, I can't believe she's so rude. Like,
right. Okay, let's look at Ronald Krust over here. This is in the Medicaid site, right?
Who is this?
Ronald Krust.
Okay. Is he Passport? Okay,
yep.
Passport waiver. Okay.
Passport over here. So now,
yep.
Perfect. So they have Passport waiver. Great. Their case manager is over here, Kimberly Earle. Amazing. Great. Now, if we have to wait for a service plan, how are we going to get it from Kimberly? She can email it to us?
Yes. You will find that they will either email them or they will fax them. And then a lot of times once they come in that way, we have to go in and we have to sign the papers and fax them back over when they come through fax or email. Because these is like CareSource, we can acknowledge them in the portal. That's just like our signature versus when they fax them or email them. Did you see in the portal where we can acknowledge them?
Yeah, yeah, you showed me that last time, yeah.
Okay, okay.
But for Passport,
so
there's no way to do that.
Correct. They will either fax it or email it, and we have to print it, and then there's a sheet on the back, the very last sheet. We have to sign it. That's how we acknowledge it, and then we have to send it back to them.
Right.
The very last sheet we do, letting them know we received it and we acknowledge it.
Okay. All right. Makes sense for now. All right. Thank you, everybody.
And I made that setting inactive. So, again, I wasn't made aware. I didn't know. So when you were saying that name, I was, I don't know, confused, I guess.
Okay. All right. Let's try to get some more referrals this week, all right?
Sure will.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
Goodbye.